This is FUV Live Sessions, a podcast brought to you by WFUV in New York City. Each week, we talk to artists in our Bronx studio or at venues around New York City, and we listen to them play a live set. You'll get to hear the songs and learn about the artist or band. New episodes drop every Monday. Be sure to follow the show wherever you get your podcasts, and you might even find your next favorite artist or band. And if you like what you hear, make sure that you rate and review the show so other music lovers can find it. This is FUV Live Sessions with Lucy Dacus. I'm Megan Suma, and I'm here with host Alisa Ali at WFUV. Alisa, you've actually had the chance to chat to Lucy Dacus before. Many of our listeners are going to know Lucy from the band Boy Genius, but you're talking to her today about her latest solo project, this new album that she has out. So talk to me about what it was like to catch up with her, and talk to me about these new, gorgeous, intimate, candid songs on this record. And just a note to our listeners that the songs that you're going to hear in this episode were actually recorded live at St. Anne and the Holy Trinity Church in Brooklyn back in February. Thanks to them for sharing these songs with us for this episode.
It was great to reconnect with Lucy again. I feel lucky that I've gotten a chance to talk with her for each of her records, all of which I've loved. And it's cool to see her songwriting get more and more specific and daring on this fourth full-length album, Forever is a Feeling. She's always talked about love, but in a more vague way. Now she uses specific pronouns and is more direct about love, but also frank about how happiness and love can be fleeting, so it's important to hold on when you can, but also let go of inhibitions too, like on the song Ankles, which we'll hear a live performance of now.
About what we want and cannot have, and I'll throw a fit if it's all I can do, if it's the thought that counts. Let's think it through. So bite me on the shoulder, touch you where I want to. There, 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 there. Pull me by the ankles to the edge of the bed. Take me like you do in your dreams. I'm not gonna stop you. I'm not gonna stop you this time, baby. I want you to show me word in the morning. You are gonna make me tea. Gonna ask me how did I sleep.
It's member-supported WFUV. I'm Alisa Ali here with Lucy Dacus, and we just heard a beautiful live stripped-back version of the song Ankles from the new album Forever Is a Feeling. Thank you so much, Lucy, for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And congratulations on your new album, Forever Is a Feeling. That was a beautiful version of the song. As I mentioned, stripped-back, but not that much. I mean, you had two guitars and some violin, but there's drums and cello on the record, and elsewhere there's harp, and not to harp on the instrumentation, but there's a lot going on, right? And that was intentional. You wanted a very lush sound.
Yeah, I want people to be able to walk around having a crush, feeling like they're walking on air. You know, I thought that would be a nice thing to provide.
That is lovely. Thank you very much. And this this track too, Ankles, which we've been playing a lot on the radio, the first one that you've released from the new record. Very fun, very flirty, very forward.
Yes.
Congratulations on this new kind of confidence and perspective that we've heard. You probably have had it. This is kind of like the most forward that we've heard you on a song before.
Yeah, I don't know if I've had it, honestly. I don't even know if I have it every day, but that's kind of what's nice about writing a song when you're in a particular mood is that it exists outside of you and I can remember that I've had confidence before.
And you will have it again.
And I will have again. Yeah, it's very forward, but it's also kind of sweet, you know, it's pretty hot and then also intimate, you know, waking up in the morning and doing the crossword, so.
Yeah,
runs the
I love
gamut.
That. I love that. I love that. The song is from the album Forever Is a Feeling. And speaking about, you know, confidence being kind of a feeling that you have sometimes, Forever is a feeling that you can get sometimes, but not always. Can you talk a little bit about this theme and this idea of Forever Is a Feeling?
Yeah, I think that people chase forever a lot and you never get there because it's impossible. And I think you can chase forever in ways that really ruin your life. Like people who are so scared of death that they spend all of their time trying to make money in order to afford them some sense of security, or that fear of dying one day makes you value yourself over others. Or I'm being a little bit abstract, but I think that forever can be sought after in a good way. Like the way that I feel like my love for others will live on past me. Like that's a version of forever that I can get behind. Or even just in the moments where you feel like, oh, I feel so good. Like, you know, you're laying on a warm rock by the river in the sun and with your friends and you have no outstanding business and nowhere to be, like that type of peace. The way that registers in your body has like a ripple effect through the rest of your life. And you might not feel it like 2 months later or 2 hours later, but sometimes I wonder if I'm touching a little bit of forever in those moments.
You know what I appreciate about the songs on this record too is that, and speaking about trying to hold on to something, you talk about how, you know, this may not last forever, but let's enjoy this while it lasts. I think that's something that a lot of people kind of get stuck on as well, like trying to just make sure that like forever and ever to death do you part, and then even after death.
Yeah, I think that like obviously we can't really know, in my opinion, I suppose, like it would be hubris for me to say that I know what happens after death. But in this life, even like change is its own kind of small deaths all the time. I feel like I sound so morbid. People are just tuning into the radio
No.
trying to hear bops and I'm talking about this. But you know, I have loved people where I had thought this is going to last forever. And then maybe the love will, but the relationship won't. And I think kind of separating that out and realizing that you can have all the love in the world for someone, but it might not be the best scenario for your life. Or it might be a relationship that keeps your life very small. Or there's other reasons to end things than a lack of love. And ideally, if you really love somebody, you want the best for them, whether you're together or not.
And this theme of love, you've talked about how you were inspired for the record because you're thinking about love as a theme, and it just has been an inspiration throughout art for so long. Can you talk about the art that has inspired you? I mean, not necessarily musical, but other kinds of art.
I feel like I get a lot from film, and I think I kind of make records thinking about the songs as scenes in a film. Yeah, I've been watching a lot of Robert Altman recently, and I think that the way that he writes and represents the world is he has a good sense of humor, a good sense of reality, and chaos. Like a lot of the dialogue is overlapping each other, and it's like you don't even really know where to focus. And that kind of is how life is. No, life is not just like a Shakespearean like monologue versus monologue, though that has its place too. And I think in my work, I like having that mix of like really quotidian, everyday details and like the zoom out, more abstract. Yeah, there's also this photographer named Hiroshi Sugimoto, who is an incredible photographer. I actually referenced his work in the album cover for home video, and he does series where he'll pick like, okay, I'm gonna do long exposures of old movie theaters for the duration of a movie, and so the screen is white, and then the whole inside of the movie theater is exposed subtly. Or he'll take pictures of dioramas in like a natural history museum, and from him kind of making this thesis statement, it looks like he makes all of these little discoveries and like sees the subtle differences between similar things. And I feel like I've been rambling, but I think I try to do that too.
I want to talk a little bit about lyric writing versus poetry, which I think is a fine line. But first, I want to get another live song from you. And this one is going to hit the bullseye. You're not doing it with Hozier. You do the song with Hozier on the record, but this is a live version. And we're going to listen to it right now here on WFUV.
Heard you got a job as a mailman. I heard you playing around with a couple bands. Wish I could come to the show, but I understand. Can't just walk in like any other fan. But I always love the way you play guitar. You've got style, no one's doing it. Cities, there's a bridge where lovers put locks on the rails and throw their keys into the river beneath. We were two such suckers, but the metal weighs down the bearings, and the city has to cut the bolts. If our spell wore off, maybe it's all their fault. You're a grand prize. It was young love, it was dumb luck, holding each other so tight we got stuck. I'll miss borrowing your books to read your notes in the margins, the closest I came to reading your mind. The answers to the questions only made more questions. I hope you never fully satisfied, but I wanted to be there the day you figured it all out. Whoever is, I hope they're proud. You're a bullseye and I ain't right. I'm a straight shot, you're a grand prize. It was young love. Other so tight we got stuck. down some of your stuff at my new house. Packed it on accident when I was moving out. Probably wrong to think of them as your gifts to me. More like victims of my sentimentality. Man, it's hard to quit while you're ahead. Letting the best laid plans become empty threats. But I meant every word I said when I said it. The world that we built meant the world to me. When one world ends, the other worlds keep spinning.
A live version of Bullseye from Lucy Dacus here on WFUV. That is a song from the new album, Forever is a Feeling. I'm Alisa Ali speaking with Lucy. Thank you so much for that great performance. Can you talk a little bit about that song and how it came together and how you came to work with Hozier, who I know you are a big fan of as well?
I do encourage people to go listen to the album version because his voice adds so much. And not just his voice, but making it a duet really changes the meaning of the song to me, because it's one thing for one person to say, you know, all the reasons that I love you, I can still see them in you, and I'm still deciding to leave. But if two people can just realize something slipped out of place, and it has nothing to do with who you are as a person, and you know, it's a surprise to both of us, but we both kind of understand it's for the better. What an ideal scenario. And I only know a few people who've been able to do that, and I respect them so much. And I want people to have that option in breakups, because I think a lot of people feel that they need to have a villain, and they need to be the one that was wronged. There needs to be someone who was right and wrong, and someone was good or bad. And that is not really how things are. Ideally, you know, maybe someone is just kind of the bad one, but
there are villains out there. That's true. But not everybody always has to be. There doesn't have to be that good versus evil.
Yeah.
Scenario.
Falling out of love doesn't make you a bad person.
Right.
Going back on what you said, you know, he sings a line like, I meant every word I said when I said it. You know, just because you make vows and then you realize years later you can't keep them. I would never want someone to just stay with me because they said they would.
Right.
If they thought that their life could be better or more interesting elsewhere. So, that's just, I wish that was a perspective that more people.
So I was talking to you earlier about poetry versus lyricism, and I find your lyrics to be very poetic, but you don't consider it poetry, and you think of your poetry and your lyrics as kind of different things. And I think when the first time I interviewed you, you talked about how writing for you is a very natural thing. It's kind of an easy thing, but poetry is different in some way. Can you talk about this?
Music has so much else going on at your disposal. Like, there is the words, but then there's the melody, and then there's the tone of your voice, the way you sing. Every production decision contextualizes the lyrics. And so there's also usually like rhyme and meter and sections, and they tend to be around 3 to 4 minutes long. Like, there's something of a standard there. And there's just more room for contextualizing things, and there's contrast and tension between what you say and how you say it. Poetry is so vulgar to me because it is just on the page and
so raw.
There's nothing else, you know. And
yeah.
When I write poetry, I usually am writing ugly things. Like, I don't know why I do this, but it's funny to even talk about poetry. This isn't a practice. You're not talking, like, I think I'm a songwriter. I'm not a poet. I just write poetry, and it's not good. it feels bad sometimes. It's usually thoughts that I think are important to say, but I can't figure out a beautiful way to say them. So I put them in this like kind of ugly format. It just feels different to me. I don't know if I have a prescriptive difference for other people.
Well, I really appreciate the way that you write lyrics, and it's the very clever turns of phrase, like, if it's a thought that counts, let's think it through. Like, it's very interesting and easy to connect with, which I think is it a little bit of a difference between writing lyrics and writing poetry? It's so much easier to connect with. I want to talk a little bit about, I think one of your best songs that you've ever written is on this album, Best
Oh,
Guess. I love
thanks.
this song so much, and it
Thank you.
is, I think it's going to be like an anthem for lots of different people. Can you talk a little bit about coming up with this beautiful, lovely, very open song? A lot of people, when they describe a record, they say it's a very personal record. I find all records that a person makes must be personal, but this one really is a personal song and represents like a different side of you.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I've been thinking about that as I talk about it more. Like, oh, it's a song, it's a record about love, and it's very personal. Like, that sounds so redundant and cliche, but I'm like, but I do kind of feel like it's a rare thing. But that's how love is. Everybody's love feels profound. Everybody's love feels rare. Everybody thinks that it's one of one, and it is. But yeah, this song again is another like vision of love that I think is like a healthier, more realistic promise, which is like, I don't know what the future brings, but I have a suspicion I'm gonna keep loving you, and you're my best guess, and I know your body's gonna change, your mind will change.
That line too
There,
just kills me. Ugh.
thanks.
'Cause my body's always changing. I'm like, oh
Well,
God.
yeah, week to week, that's the
Yeah,
thing.
totally.
That's just that's facts. It's a weird delusion. Or illusion, or whatever, that people stay the same, or
Right. Mine's changed too.
yeah, like even in core ways, like it's nice now. I'm turning 30 next month, and I have some really old friends, and I think back to who we were in like high school, and like, whoa, we're all way different, and there's still a core part of each other that's the same, but I'm so glad we've changed. It's obvious we've changed for the better as time goes on. And that's no lesser love, those relationships.
And you've talked about having to burn things down in order to recreate a new version. Can you kind of expand on that a little bit?
So dramatic to have said it like that, but it is like, I guess it is dramatic that people are fearing destruction of their own life. I think that a lot of people who wish that their life was something else, but they are, they think it's noble to make sacrifices or make compromises. Maybe sometimes sacrifices and compromises are good. There's a limit, and there's a point at which you are sacrificing your one wild and precious life for something that you might have had its place in the past, but is, no longer serving. I moved. I ended a relationship. I mean, some of these songs, they're not all about one person. Like there's some love, there's some songs that I started about one person and finished while thinking about another. And, those people know each other and love each other too. It's like I'm glad I have people in my life that respect how I love people, which is kind of like an ongoing thing. And I don't like if I can keep people in my life, I try to.
I don't think, what you said was dramatic at all. And also I love drama, so that's a good thing. So if it is dramatic, that's a good thing. Do you know that song by Stars, Your Ex-Lover Is Dead?
Yes. Oh, that
It
is such a
starts with
dramatic
when there's
song.
nothing left to burn, you have to set yourself on fire.
Oh my
And that,
gosh.
what's more, that's like so dramatic, but I love that.
Yeah.
I think we could all use like we could use the drama. I think it's a good thing. I don't think you should save it for your mama. I think you should share it with everyone.
Yeah. In fact,
Absolutely.
redirect it from your mama to other stuff. Your
Yes,
mama's had enough
exactly.
drama,
Your mama has
probably.
had so much drama. So I also wanted to talk just really quickly and a light topic. God. I love
Bring
bringing up
it
religion really
on.
quickly. Yes. Okay.
Love
So,
that guy.
it surprises you, right?
Yeah.
As you say, sometimes you're surprised that you still believe. Can you
Yeah.
just touch on religion a little bit before we get this last song from you? Because I know that you grew up very religious, and it's still you're not as religious anymore, but it's still hanging in there.
Oh, it's hanging in there all the time. I mean, I think about God as one, the God I was raised with, or the idea of God, or the word God, or other people's God, or gods. I think about it all the time. And I think a lot of people think about God, whether they are thinking that word or not. You know, it's a very rich touchstone, and there's
Yeah.
so much history to it, and there's so much personal connection for people. And I keep coming back to it because at this point in my life, God kind of represents everything unknown to me. I don't know if you've read Parable of the Sower by Octavia Butler, but it starts with God as change. And I really like that. And I think love and God are so conflated. I mean, some people say God is love. It's hard to define either of these things, and yet people base their entire lives around them. And there's no shared definition. They're two great mysteries, but things that people have a lot of faith in and understand implicitly or misunderstand constantly. So, yeah, if I'm going to keep thinking about love, I'm going to keep thinking about God and the idea of unconditional love or fate, you know, or just trying to invoke something like bigger than yourself. Yeah, I can't get away from it. And I tend to, even now, like what I'm writing now, I'm still talking about God to myself. And I don't know if I'll ever stop because I don't think I'll ever truly understand.
Yeah, it's a huge topic, and I was, just being pretty flippant by saying I've got a light question for you by
Yeah. Well,
approaching
I
that
guess the
topic.
lyric you
Yeah.
kind of said was the I still believe in God sometimes. It always
Right.
takes me by surprise
Yeah.
to catch myself in the middle of praying. Always weird to say your own lyrics, but that does happen. And you know, I'll not think about God straight on, but then something happens in my life and I just instinctually start to pray like I'm a child and I don't know what that is. It's very odd. It takes me off guard. But it also kind of shows me like how much importance I'm giving to that moment, kind of like automatic reverence. Yeah, I'm very curious about what all
Yeah.
that is.
Well, thank you so much, Lucy, for spending so much time with us, and we could talk for so much longer, but I think I have to let you go. And before we go, we will get a beautiful, great version of Best Guess. Lucy Dacus, thank you so much for being our guest here on WFUV.
Clasping. You fall from grace, you were graceful. after all, it's a small world. You may not be an angel, but you are my girl. You are my Packardy. You are my favorite place. You are my best friend. Before you were my best guess at the future, you are my best guess. If I were a gambling man, and I am, you'd be my best bet. You are my best guess at the future. You are my best guess. If I were a gambling man, and I am, you'd be my best bet.
That was Lucy Dacus on FUV Live Sessions for WFUV in New York City. A big thank you to Lucy for taking the time to chat with me for this episode. The songs you heard in this session were recorded at St. Anne and the Holy Trinity Church in Brooklyn. The music in this episode was recorded and mixed by Allie Carlisle Steinberg. Megan Suma produced this episode. Our theme music was composed by John Crick. Be sure to follow FUV Live Sessions wherever you get your podcasts so you can listen to new episodes and find your next favorite artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday. You can also catch audio and video of FUV Live Sessions on WFUV.org. FUV Live Sessions is a production of WFUV in New York City. I'm your host, Alisa Ali.